There's a tree in the forest that stretches right up to the sky. The other trees around it are big and tall, but this one is tremendous. It starts off as an oak at the bottom, with a big gnarled trunk that takes you almost a minute to walk round. And against this trunk is a polished wooden ladder. The ladder disappears up into the leaves, about 6 feet up. And the leaves are so thick that it's hard to see very far. A squirrel pops its head out to see what you're doing and gazes for a while, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, before popping back into the foliage. A couple of rabbits on the grass below the tree stop their munching and watch as you put your foot on the first rung. You're going to climb the tree. Why not? Step, step, step. And your head is among the green leaves. The sun shines through them. There are little wooden acorn cups and giant fat acorns in them. Birds hop about the branches, chaffinches and greenfinches, and bright feathered jays. Up you go. Soon you are fully among the leaves and you can't see much but the tree trunk and the ladder. But you keep on climbing until you come to the first thick branches that go off left and right, wide enough to walk on. And the weird thing is that people seem to live in this tree. Little woodland people. They have small houses among the big branches, and they seem to go about their trades, cobblers and carpenters, even bakers and knitters, and they watch and nod and wish you good morning. Hobbits and gnomes and pixies maybe, but you've never been much good at knowing the difference. There may even be a boggart amongst them. That red-faced one with the white curly hair and a big smile might be him. He's got a leather apron on. And it seems that he's a brewer. He offers you a mug of foaming brown ale. But to be honest, with all this climbing, you worry it might go to your head, so you politely refuse. And you climb the ladder again, and something weird happens. The tree is no longer an oak. It's an ash tree, little buds of black among the branches. And you climb higher up the ladder, and here are animals. And they greet you too, for it seems they can talk. There's a badger, and a squirrel, and a mole. But what a mole's doing up a tree is anyone's guess. They offer you blackberries and raspberries, and the bright berries of the hawthorn that they call bread and cheese. And you take them because it's unlikely they'll make you lightheaded. So, you thank them and bite into the sweet berries, juice running down your chin until you wipe it. You nod and climb on up higher. Step, step, step. And now the tree is a fir tree, and it gets cold. Flurries of snow blow around, summer left below, and you shiver. But luckily you've got your coat, though you don't remember having it lower down. You're very high now, but you still can't see outside the branches. And the creatures that peep shyly out of the pine needles are frost spirits and wind spirits and drops of sunshine and beams of moonlight. They smile and wave, but they don't talk. And then it gets strange because the fir tree becomes a Christmas tree, and all around you in the branches are twinkling lights and streamers of glittering tinsel. There are red lights and blue lights and golden lights, and they flash softly. And there are decorations in the branches of angels and robins and tigers and mice with swords and even a white rabbit with a clock hanging on a twist of silver thread. And you climb, and the decorations are marvelous and wonderful, and they make you sleepy. And even though the snow blows outside, landing in soft flutters on your eyelashes and decorating the branches in white, the lights flash softly and the intricate glittering baubles turn and glimmer. And you're warm and cozy, but so tired, so very tired. And then you're nearly at the top of the tree, and at the top of the tree is a little platform. And the little platform has a glass globe all around it. And through the glass globe, you see a million burning stars in constellations. Orion and the plough and the seven sisters and the swan. And there's the flying horse, all drawn out in stars of pale blue and fiery yellow and gleaming gold. And on this wooden platform within this glass globe, it's all warm and toasty. And in the middle, there's the best bed you've ever seen, with an oversized plump duvet and a bottomless soft pillow. And there's a coat hanger for you to hang your clothes on. No one's about. No one knows where you are. You're safe in your secret place. And you slide into the bed and pull the duvet up to your chin and sink your head into the soft, soft pillow. And you lie there looking at the glittering, gleaming stars thrown like handfuls of diamonds and rubies and sapphires across the sable sky. And it's warm. And you're exhausted after your climb. Very tired. Don't worry. The stars will look after you. The stars will keep you safe. The stars will watch you till morning when you wake. But for now, sleep. Let your eyes close and sleep. 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 The faraway tree. There's a tree in the forest that stretches right up to the sky. The other trees around it are big and tall, but this one is tremendous. It starts off as an oak at the bottom, with a big gnarled trunk that takes you almost a minute to walk round. And against this trunk is a polished wooden ladder. The ladder disappears up into the leaves, about 6 feet up. And the leaves are so thick that it's hard to see very far. A squirrel pops its head out to see what you're doing and gazes for a while, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, before popping back into the foliage. A couple of rabbits on the grass below the tree stop their munching and watch as you put your foot on the first rung. You're going to climb the tree. Why not? Step, step, step. And your head is among the green leaves. The sun shines through them. There are little wooden acorn cups and giant fat acorns in them. Birds hop about the branches, chaffinches and greenfinches, and bright feathered jays. Up you go. Soon you are fully among the leaves and you can't see much but the tree trunk and the ladder. But you keep on climbing until you come to the first thick branches that go off left and right, wide enough to walk on. And the weird thing is that people seem to live in this tree. Little woodland people. They have small houses among the big branches, and they seem to go about their trades, cobblers and carpenters, even bakers and knitters, and they watch and nod and wish you good morning. Hobbits and gnomes and pixies maybe, but you've never been much good at knowing the difference. There may even be a boggart amongst them. That red-faced one with the white curly hair and a big smile might be him. He's got a leather apron on, and it seems that he's a brewer. He offers you a mug of foaming brown ale. But to be honest, with all this climbing, you worry it might go to your head, so you politely refuse. And you climb the ladder again, and something weird happens. The tree is no longer an oak. It's an ash tree, little buds of black among the branches. And you climb higher up the ladder, and here are animals. And they greet you too, for it seems they can talk. There's a badger and a squirrel and a mole. But what a mole's doing up a tree is anyone's guess. They offer you blackberries and raspberries and the bright berries of the hawthorn that they call bread and cheese. And you take them because it's unlikely they'll make you lightheaded. So you thank them and bite into the sweet berries, juice running down your chin until you wipe it. You nod and climb on up higher. Step, step, step. And now the tree is a fir tree, and it gets cold. Flurries of snow blow around, summer left below, and you shiver. But luckily you've got your coat, though you don't remember having it lower down. You're very high now, but you still can't see outside the branches. And the creatures that peep shyly out of the pine needles are frost spirits and wind spirits and drops of sunshine and beams of moonlight. They smile and wave, but they don't talk. And then it gets strange because the fir tree becomes a Christmas tree. And all around you in the branches are twinkling lights and streamers of glittering tinsel. There are red lights and blue lights and golden lights, and they flash softly. And there are decorations in the branches of angels and robins and tigers and mice with swords and even a white rabbit with a clock hanging on a twist of silver thread. And you climb, and the decorations are marvellous and wonderful, and they make you sleepy. And even though the snow blows outside, landing in soft flutters on your eyelashes and decorating the branches in white, the lights flash softly, and the intricate glittering baubles turn and glimmer. And you're warm and cozy, but so tired, so very tired. And then you're nearly at the top of the tree, and at the top of the tree is a little platform. And the little platform has a glass globe all around it. And through the glass globe, you see a million burning stars in constellations. Orion and the Plough and the Seven Sisters and the Swan, and there's the Flying Horse, all drawn out in stars of pale blue and fiery yellow and gleaming gold. And on this wooden platform within this glass globe, it's all warm and toasty. And in the middle, there's the best bed you've ever seen, with an oversized plump duvet and a bottomless soft pillow. And there's a coat hanger for you to hang your clothes on. No one's about. No one knows where you are. You're safe in your secret place. And you slide into the bed and pull the duvet up to your chin and sink your head into the soft, soft pillow and you lie there looking at the glittering, gleaming stars thrown like handfuls of diamonds and rubies and sapphires across the sable sky. And it's warm. And you're exhausted after your climb. Very tired. Don't worry. The stars will look after you. The stars will keep you safe. The stars will watch you till morning when you wake. But for now, sleep. Let your eyes close and sleep. 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 The faraway tree. There's a tree in the forest that stretches right up to the sky. The other trees around it are big and tall, but this one is tremendous. It starts off as an oak at the bottom, with a big gnarled trunk that takes you almost a minute to walk round. And against this trunk is a polished wooden ladder. The ladder disappears up into the leaves, about 6 feet up. And the leaves are so thick that it's hard to see very far. A squirrel pops its head out to see what you're doing and gazes for a while, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, before popping back into the foliage. A couple of rabbits on the grass below the tree stop their munching and watch as you put your foot on the first rung. You're going to climb the tree. Why not? Step, step, step. And your head is among the green leaves. The sun shines through them. There are little wooden acorn cups and giant fat acorns in them. Birds hop about the branches, chaffinches and greenfinches, and bright feathered jays. Up you go. Soon you are fully among the leaves and you can't see much but the tree trunk and the ladder. But you keep on climbing until you come to the first thick branches that go off left and right, wide enough to walk on. And the weird thing is that people seem to live in this tree. Little woodland people. They have small houses among the big branches, and they seem to go about their trades, cobblers and carpenters, even bakers and knitters, and they watch and nod and wish you good morning. Hobbits and gnomes and pixies maybe, but you've never been much good at knowing the difference. There may even be a boggart amongst them. That red-faced one with the white curly hair and a big smile might be him. He's got a leather apron on. And it seems that he's a brewer. He offers you a mug of foaming brown ale. But to be honest, with all this climbing, you worry it might go to your head, so you politely refuse. And you climb the ladder again, and something weird happens. The tree is no longer an oak. It's an ash tree, little buds of black among the branches. And you climb higher up the ladder, and here are animals. And they greet you too, for it seems they can talk. There's a badger and a squirrel and a mole. But what a mole's doing up a tree is anyone's guess. They offer you blackberries and raspberries and the bright berries of the hawthorn that they call bread and cheese. And you take them because it's unlikely they'll make you lightheaded. So, you thank them and bite into the sweet berries, juice running down your chin until you wipe it. You nod and climb on up higher. Step, step, step. And now the tree is a fir tree, and it gets cold. Flurries of snow blow around, summer left below, and you shiver. But luckily you've got your coat, though you don't remember having it lower down. You're very high now, but you still can't see outside the branches. And the creatures that peep shyly out of the pine needles are frost spirits and wind spirits and drops of sunshine and beams of moonlight. They smile and wave, but they don't talk. And then it gets strange because the fir tree becomes a Christmas tree. And all around you in the branches are twinkling lights and streamers of glittering tinsel. There are red lights and blue lights and golden lights, and they flash softly. And there are decorations in the branches of angels and robins and tigers and mice with swords and even a white rabbit with a clock hanging on a twist of silver thread. And you climb, and the decorations are marvelous and wonderful, and they make you sleepy. And even though the snow blows outside, landing in soft flutters on your eyelashes and decorating the branches in white, the lights flash softly, and the intricate glittering baubles turn and glimmer. And you're warm and cozy, but so tired, so very tired. And then you're nearly at the top of the tree, and at the top of the tree is a little platform. And the little platform has a glass globe all around it. And through the glass globe, you see a million burning stars in constellations. Orion and the Plough and the Seven Sisters and the Swan, and there's the Flying Horse, all drawn out in stars of pale blue and fiery yellow and gleaming gold. And on this wooden platform within this glass globe, it's all warm and toasty. And in the middle, there's the best bed you've ever seen, with an oversized plump duvet and a bottomless soft pillow. And there's a coat hanger for you to hang your clothes on. No one's about. No one knows where you are. You're safe in your secret place. And you slide into the bed and pull the duvet up to your chin and sink your head into the soft, soft pillow. And you lie there looking at the glittering, gleaming stars thrown like handfuls of diamonds and rubies and sapphires across the sable sky. And it's warm. And you're exhausted after your climb. Very tired. Don't worry. The stars will look after you. The stars will keep you safe. The stars will watch you till morning when you wake. But for now, sleep. Let your eyes close and sleep. Sleep. Sleep.